I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
So, kind of a topic du jour in the last week, just in general, kind of on our Discord too, has been like vigilante justice in a certain way, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's been everywhere, and people sort of. People suddenly on board with murder in the streets.
and I say this, and I'm not saying it like I'm not doing the Kid Rock, I'm an American badass type thing here. It's kind of embarrassing. I meted out some vigilante justice this weekend.
Ooh, I'd love to hear it.
I would. Okay. Well, give me a paintbrush because I'm an artist and need to paint the scene. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, please.
So
Bob Ross, set it up.
Behind my house is this big field, big empty field, and it's slowly turning into a subdivision. They're building houses, they're doing stuff, but it's slow because there's a creek. I think I've mentioned this before. It's
a wetland, isn't it?
It's a wetland. It's not a wetland. It's a fucking garbage, but whatever. So like this time of year when the ground gets soggy, it's not uncommon to see like high school kids, I'm just assuming, go out in the middle of the field, spin some donuts, spin mud, drive out. Okay. It happens a few times a year that I see, so I know it happens more than that. Whatever. So over the weekend, this white truck drives by in the background. Again, don't take any inventory of it because just I assume it's just some kid. I'm gone running an errand. The wife sees the truck come back. And so when I get home, she tells me, that white truck came back, like just rode right by our fence. And so she goes out to our fence line and they dumped like a dresser, a bed frame, a mattress, bag of trash. Okay. And so I'm like, well, okay. Well, shit, that sucks. I mean, it's not on our property, but that's annoying. Oh, I'll grab some eggs to be at will if they come back in my holster. Like 3 hours later, truck comes back. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so like, I'm pissed. Not just that they're dumping shit. That's bad. I'm pissed that they're comfortable. I'm mad that they have come back for the third time to drop off shit from a living room. Like, just another dresser, another cabinet. What the fuck? And in this big fucking field. Pretty much right behind my fence. Like, you have this whole field. You're in the middle when you dump that. No one's paying you mind. Why are you driving right behind? So I see this truck. And how my yard and house is situated is there's a street behind the field. And I live in a cul-de-sac. So there's no way for me to meet them directly. And if they turn right, I would never see them again. And I made the decision. I'm fucking Liam Neeson. I'm fucking meeting them. I'm finding them. That's why I run. They're dumping shit. I run to the car and I drive and I turn out my driveway. And literally, like I said, there's only one way I can find them. And it's if they go left and this one street that's like three streets down from my house, if they take a left there, that's the only way I'm really going to plausibly find them. But you know, those videos that are like, this is when I became radicalized. This is when I became radicalized. Oh, yeah. Because they were comfortable. That's what pissed me off.
Yes.
Methodically dumping the shit for a third time. And so I pull out of my driveway.
If you're doing something like that, at least have like the decency to feel shame about it. Or absolutely. Like or try to hide it or like something.
100%. It's broad daylight. Yeah. It's broad daylight. So I come out of my driveway. I take the first right I can take. From about four streets down, I see that fucking white truck going down the street. Sport mode. Bang. Boom. I'm hearing 007 music. I'm an assassin at this point. I fucking take a left and I see him. And I'm like, you're mine. You are mine. So I follow him. And I don't even.
Do you have a game plan at this point of what you're going to do?
No.
That was my question as well. Yes.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, no. That's why this is stupid.
You're following your instincts, and you know what? Your instincts might take you to prison. But, you know?
Yes. We'll see. I am just like, I'm on it. And I drive, and I'm not even hiding that I'm following them, even off the bat.
Booble says you're the Rock in Walking Tall in this story.
Exactly.
Yep.
I am Justice. And I get to them, and they take a right or a left. I follow them, blah, blah, blah. And I realize, shit, their windows are so illegally tinted. I don't know if there's one person in the truck. I don't know if there's three. There couldn't be more than three. I don't know if it's man, woman, dog, giraffe. I have no idea. Yeah. You want to know what? I'm committed.
Yeah.
I'm committed.
Yeah.
So I'm following them. And within about 3 minutes, they realize I'm following them. And they take me down, and we go through this retirement home type thing. And we go through this path that is a pedestrian path. It is not a car legal path. And that's when I realize they know I'm following them.
Oh, yeah.
And they do
the loop again.
Yeah.
And they do. And again, I'm not proud of this. I'm just saying I saw red. I was
done. I was
proven a point.
At that point, you realize, like, you probably realize that they want you to start following them. Like, once.
And so but I do. And so I follow them in there from that point where they did the second loop around this pedestrian ramp. I follow them for about another 12 minutes, and they're just taking all these turns. And they pull down this cul-de-sac about 4 miles from where I live. And they pull off to the side, and I pull up right next to them. So I got the passenger side, you know, in between us. And at this point, again, dumb. This is stupid. They can have a blicky. I ain't got a blicky. I ain't got nothing. I got nothing but words. And I've watched Mission Impossible last week, and I've watched too many Dan Lanning videos this year where I am done. And I go, hey, roll down that window. And I'm doing the Dan Lanning thing with the finger.
Yeah.
Hey, roll down that window.
Did all you hear in your mind was just oblige them? Is that what?
Basically.
Yeah.
Bryce Betcher knocking on that rail.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing, roll down the window. I just want to talk. I just want to talk with you.
That's why I've been chasing you for like 15 miles is just because I want to talk. I want to have a conversation.
I can't see who's in there. I got no idea. No idea. And they're not rolling down the window. And I realize this after about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
They're either not going to roll down the window or they're going to roll it down this much and shoot me. So now I'm just talking shit. I'm like, I got a full tank of gas. I can idle here all fucking day. I got nowhere to be and anger in my heart. Let's roll the window. Let's just talk. Let's just talk it out like men. I got nowhere to be. Where you got to go? And then I see this old grandma.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Come out from the end of that cul-de-sac. And I'm like, it's just because I'm loud. It's just because I'm being loud. And of course. And she starts saying something like, because I'm assuming at this point, the people in the car have now texted or called this woman who's coming out. And she starts saying like, hey, Brandon. But she stops. I go, you know them? You fucking know them? You know them? Oh, I have no idea who they are. And I drive right up to her. I pull away from that fucking truck and I drive next to her. And I'm like, I just want you to know these fucking pieces of shit. But tell me their names. Tell me their names. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm calling the cops on you. I'm like, great. Good. I hope you do. Because I'm here. I'm leaving. And they're dumping shit behind my house. And you know it. It's probably your fucking garbage. She's like, I'm calling the cops. I'm calling the cops. And out of this window, this like 10-year-old girl. And this is where I'm a terrible person. I'm an asshole. I'm a bull in Pamplona. Pamplona, Pamplona, whatever it is.
Pamplona.
Second one. It's Pamplona.
Arsenoma?
Yeah.
I see this little girl open the drapes. And at this point, I'm seeing some other neighbors come out. And I'm doing inventory on the situation. I'm never going to get out of the car. I'm not squaring up with people, you know. Nah, I'll just turn around and leave. But I want to get a parting shot off. And I go, yeah, fuck you, bitch. And fuck that fat little girl in the window.
Oh, no!
She might be 10. Fuck that fat little girl in the window. And I peel out. And then I go, no, I'm not done. I'm not done. Again, I got a full tank of gas and nothing but anger in my heart. I'm here.
Now I'm done. Not yet.
Now I'm window to window. And I'm yelling at him. Again, I can't see shit.
At the 10-year-old?
No, at the driver. Right. I drive around the cul-de-sac, and I'm window to window with the drivers. the car, and they're not rolling down the window. I realize pretty quickly, okay, they're not going to talk to me. I'll drive off. As I'm driving off, now neighbors are coming at me. And they're like, you need to leave. We don't want this riffraff in our neighborhood, blah, 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 blah. And then I got three sets of neighbors yelling at me. Yeah. I have all my windows down. Oh, yeah, you want this? You don't want this. And I tell them what happened. I go, they've been by three times dropping off garbage and household shit right behind my fence. Like, what? Well, yeah, it's a troubled house. These two teenagers live with their grandma, and you don't want to mess with them. Again, I've watched too many ducks versus thems. All
you don't tell me what I want to mess with. I'll mess with anything I fucking want.
I go, I was there for five fucking minutes, window to window. They don't want to mess with me. And so then I'm starting yelling, and I'm yelling, and they're, and then
scared.
I, and then I,
you whisper, scared, you scared.
I'm talking shit. Yeah, get out, get the fuck out. And then I whisper to, or I talking to a couple, because I know the kids in the car can't hear me. I go, I'm waving my arms. I go, at this point, I'm just doing performative shit. But if they, I'm not going to come back to your neighborhood and do anything. But if they see me doing this shit with my hands out of the window, if they don't sleep tonight, I fucking win. I win. And then I shook one of their hands, and her husband came out, and he was wearing a Longhorns hat. And I said, hook 'em horns, and we
went, oh, okay.
That was my vigilante.
You Josh Huffed him. You Josh Huffed him.
Oh yeah. Hey, hook him. Yeah, you lost last night. And I drove away. And I go, I'm gonna be an adult now, you know.
Oh no. I love that, because I've been in that place before too, where you like have a legit freak out. And then at some point it just clicks for you, you're like, yeah, I'm over it.
And so
nobody else is, though.
I'm about to go out of the cul-de-sac and go home, you know, whatever. So I realized this one, I know where they live. They don't know where I live. And I don't know these people, so maybe they could do something fucked up. But so I should have turned right. I went, you want to know what? I see this opportunity to turn left. I'm just going to take this long roundabout and just see if they drive. They drove. They got right on their ass. And long story short, for about another 5 minutes, I followed them, and they ran a yellow light that was so egregious. I think if I ran it, I may have gotten like T-boned. I just went, okay, I'm good. They're driving to nowhere at this point, because yeah. I won. I mean, I didn't win.
I was gonna say, is there still a bunch of
my property? I don't got to clean it up. And good. We know the guy who owns the property. He's a real cool guy. He's building the homes and blah blah blah. He said he'll take care of it. But so yeah, that was a I am Batman moment. It was great. It felt great. It was stupid. Like I said, guy could have had a gun. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, man, it felt great.
Yeah, man, we like as 40 somethings, like, don't have a lot of those opportunities for adrenaline in our lives anymore.
Oh, it was coursing through.
Yeah.
I could have played middle linebacker in the MAC.
Again, you mentioned Dan Lanning. Like, that's the last time I've felt like that, is like when I was playing a sport and I had to get pumped up to like go hit somebody. It's been a long ass time, dude. So
Oh, it was exhilarating. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
I got home and I noticed a little cum spot on my pants, which was weird.
I was gonna ask obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Little pre action. little pre's rock, if you will. like Chad is asking, I'm also wondering what the wife thought of it.
Oh, she had no idea why I ran. And then because everyone is connected, she just hopped on the phone as I was driving and went,
yeah.
Oh God.
Oh no. what did she say when you got back? And you were like pumped full of adrenaline, like, get in here, woman. We're doing this.
She appreciated the machismo a little bit,
right?
And she went, that was so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Cause it's really not even our house. And I was like, that's not the point. They just kept coming back.
Principles.
Sierra.
It was just principles. Yeah, it was just the arrogance of them methodically dumping stuff. And yeah, so
you're the Clint Eastwood of our era, I think.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that a habit, by the way. But in the moment, God, it felt great.
So you're gonna be chasing that dragon now for a while.
No. You make that a habit, you end up dead.
Yeah, that really, really could have gone poorly for you.
Oh, could have gone terrible. Yeah. My thing was, if they have a gun, I'm fucked. If they just want to duke it out, I'm in a car. I'll drive away.
Yeah,
like, that was my thought.
True.
Sounds like they're teenagers. They were sporting chance.
The people in the car were. Yeah.
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 But I didn't know that at the time.
Well, I mean, you were in a cul-de-sac, so you sort of effed yourself there too. Like.
Well, I mean, I could just. You know, like I said, if they had a gun, I'm done.
Yeah.
Anything else, I'm fine.
If the people in the neighborhood were on their side and were like ride or die friends for the people in the car, you would have been fucked. Because they would have gotten in front of your car and they would have kept you from leaving, and that would have been bad news.
Yeah, I would have had to make a decision.
Yeah, you would have. Someone's
getting run over.
Many business decisions would have been made really quickly.
Yeah.
All right,
stand on business, they say.
Glad you're not dead.
Stand it on business.
Yeah. And horns down. Okay. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. We're still on Twitter for the time being. King is especially. We're also on Blue Sky. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord, if you want to do that. That's where we get our list suggestions, movie suggestions, all that good stuff. Speaking of which, movie on Sunday that we will be talking about is The Goonies. Gooning
it this week.
Goonies is on Max. So if you wanted to watch it, listen to us talk about it. It's on Max. 1985, that movie came out. That is crazy. Crazy. I would have said like early 90s or something, but
Definitely not. Definitely 80s.
Twitch is where we are right now, every Thursday-ish, depending. twitch.tv/abrog87 if you want to watch us do the sports podcast live. You may do that there. I think that's it. Should we go to Ducks? So where do you want to start? I mean, Big Ten championship game. We got the Heisman. We got the playoff. We got lots of stuff.
Just give me like 90 seconds on Oregon's men basketball.
Yeah. Go for it. Because they lost their first game of the season to UCLA by like a buzzer beater, essentially.
Yeah, they lost on a last second buzzer beater, banked in three to UCLA, who was ranked, fell out because they lost a bad game, and now they're ranked again. It's not just they're only 8,500. Did you go to the game, Ski?
No, I was out of town.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It's not just there are only 8,500 people there. It's just Oregon basketball fans it's just odd. The only time there was a unison stand up and cheer moment other than pregame line thing was when Shellstad hit that three with like 9 seconds left or whatever it was. Other than that, no one got up. And your team was ranked number 10. And they had just beat three straight ranked teams and were playing UCLA, who was like ranked number 26 at the time. Show up. I know I harp on this a lot. And again, if you don't like college basketball, don't show up. That's perfectly fine. You don't like it. But I don't understand the disconnect. I don't know what they need to do. The tickets were not, they ran a Black Friday special. The tickets were $9 for like the first level. Like, show up. The students were actually good. I don't even have qualms against the students.
Where are they actually? It's
just the regular folk.
Is it a football season thing? I'm not ready to turn my brain to basketball until.
And like, I'm going to the game on Sunday. They play Stephen F. Austin. I don't have any expectation of people showing up for that. It's Stephen F. Austin. But when your team is ranked number 10th, playing a borderline ranked in and out of the rankings UCLA team on a Sunday at like 2 or 3, whenever it tipped, show up or shut up. Just the whining about Oregon men basketball. Like, I don't understand Matt Cord has been gone for 15 years. Stop talking
still,
about
I'm sure
Matt
there's
Cord.
Still people saying how much they miss Matt Cord.
I saw people complaining about the color of green on the court. That's why they didn't go. They don't like it. It's a weird color. You want to know what? You complained about the trees that were on it for the last 14 years. Get over it. Either shut up or go, or don't.
Yeah,
I don't care either way. I just, the Oregon has won, again, winning 20 games doesn't mean you're like UNC or Duke or whatever. Dana Altman has won 20 games 14 years in a row. I would guarantee you they didn't win 20 games 14 times in the 100 years prior. So there's a part of me that's just like, miss me. And again, if you don't like college basketball, you don't like college basketball. You don't have to like college basketball. I don't give a shit about field hockey. Oregon could be number one. I'm never going to a field hockey game. Okay? So I get it. But the lame excuses, and I heard someone in the concourse. Why isn't I wish the band was here. They're playing too much, DJ music. You want to know why the band isn't there? Football team played a game in fucking Indianapolis last night. Like, maybe you noticed that. I bet you did. I bet you noticed it. Kind of a big deal. That's why they're not here. Like,
I'm surprised they didn't have regalia. They usually, when the students are gone, they bring in, the old timers. Like, it's like a 7-piece band of just some,
A skeleton crew of young people.
I was young at least.
Right. It wasn't the alumni band, but it was like the third string, and there were like 9 people. So yes, the band wasn't full focus. Mm. But again, dumb reason, dumb thing to harp on.
That is a dumb thing, especially with basketball, because basketball plays loud music during the game, during their games. Like, if the pros do it, like every level of basketball, they play rap music and whatever during the game. It's not always a band.
And do all colleges have bands for basketball?
Do they though?
Yeah.
They do.
I couldn't tell you, yes or no.
But they're not as prominent as they were 10 years ago, and certainly not as much as 20 years ago.
Huh.
But I just needed to say that. We can move on. But it's just like the complaints about Matt Cort still. Guy, they've almost paid the fucking arena off. That's how long it's been here. Fucking Chip Kelly was like the coach at Oregon when Matthew Knight Arena was built.
I was delivering food back when Matt exactly. Knight was made. That was a long ass time ago.
Let's move on. Yeah. Move on. All right.
But to your question though, I don't know what they could do to bring people. If people are coming for UCLA is still UCLA in college basketball. I don't care what conference they're in or if they're a down year or not. And if they're giving you like $6 tickets.
And they gave you Big Ten towels and they gave you lanyards and they gave you shoelaces.
If you're not filling up that, they're just not filling up the arena ever.
Yes.
Comes down to now, I think.
And if there's an argument to be made that they built it too big, should be 10-5 instead of 12-7. Okay, gotcha. You're probably not wrong. You're not wrong. But again, I don't know what else they need to do. Oregon could lose their next 6 games, and if no one shows up, I gotcha. I'm on your side. But they just went down to Vegas to beat 3 straight ranked teams, ranked number 10 playing UCLA. There was nothing else going on at 2 or 3 on a Sunday. Go to the game. Go to the game. Go to the game.
It will not be an actual sellout until the very end of the season if they have a chance to somehow win the conference. I do not see it ever selling out.
I'm serious, man. I don't think people tune in until football season is over.
Absolutely. For sure. Which will hurt them now that the playoff is longer. Yeah. And if you look at Ticketmaster, which is the official secondary market of the University of Oregon Athletics, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com. Go Ducks on Learfield Air.
You buy the $6 tickets and then you get like $35 in fees added on? Is that what happens?
Actually not.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Seats I bought on Sunday, $2. But if you look at Ticketmaster, they for the entire year. Their last game is in March against Indiana. The entire year. They won't even sell seats in certain sections in 200. They're just tarping it. They're just dropping the curtains.
They took off the tarps for the UCLA game, didn't they?
A couple of them. But they were still some up. It's just, again, petty thing. I got nothing but anger in my heart.
I think they're better off just tarping the whole upper deck the whole year. And just that'll be your sellout is just the lower levels.
Pathetic. It's pathetic.
But
don't fancy yourself as an amazing fan base if you can't show up when your team is.
And like you said, I agree. No one, I mean, shit, I barely want to go see him play Stephen F. fucking Austin. UCLA. It's
UCLA.
It's like one of the all-time great schools in college basketball that you're not showing up for.
And if you're bored, look at Big Ten basketball attendance this year. The bottom four, would you be surprised if I told you it was Washington, Oregon, USC, and UCLA? Well, you shouldn't be, because it is. And then it's Northwestern. And then there's a big gap between Northwestern and the other like 13 teams. All right, moving on.
How excited are we for that Oregon at Northwestern game next year, by the way? The football game. How excited are we?
Well, my girlfriend's pumped because the Cubs are in town when that is. So you can go catch a couple Cubs games sandwiched in between a good old great Northwestern football game.
I'm excited. Go ahead.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see how many tickets Oregon gets, because they're going to have to play in that fake Lakeside Stadium because, like you said, the Cubs are in town. It ain't Wrigley.
It should be real cool and go play in the South Side.
No.
Is it still Comerica? Is it still Comerica somehow?
No, I think that's Detroit. I think it's U.S.
Detroit
Cellular.
Stadium.
I think it's
that?
U.S. Cellular.
Yeah. U.S. Cellular.
I do love opening the season against the Bobcats, though. Like Montana State, baby. Give me that.
Oh, I was a little worried there. I thought you were talking about Ohio.
Mm. No. Yeah. King would have been talking about that to open the podcast.
Frank Solich built that program from the ground up.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
Cats up.
They do get two orange and black OSUs next year, Oregon does, which will be interesting. Both of them at home within like a few weeks of each other. That is weird. Oklahoma State, though, like on any other year, like that's fun, right? That's a fun non-con game. I'm into it.
At least it's one you could always hang your hat on, because everyone always thinks like Oklahoma State's good. At least you point to like, hey, look at beat Oklahoma State.
Here's the schedule that dropped. It's Montana State, Oklahoma State at home, at Northwestern, home against Oregon State, at Penn State. Fun. Home against Indiana, at Rutgers, home against Wisconsin, at Iowa, home against Minnesota, then USC at home, and then at Washington.
What is the date of that Rutgers game?
Rutgers is October 18th.
Oh, well, they might not be as bad because they're still in October. Shianos might be a tough game though.
Yeah. It's odd. Like, so you got seven home games, which is good. But like it's away, home, away, home, away, home, away, home, which is weird. And then you're at home against USC. When was the last time they played USC?
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
I don't even remember, man.
Yeah. They kicked the shit out of Caleb.
That's right. You know what's funny? I literally went to that game.
But the thing was, is at that point it was like late November. Yeah. Everyone was like, USC. Yeah.
I was literally in Autzen Stadium for that game. That was Yeah, I was there. Yep. That's great.
How many consecutive games do they have? Is six? Is that how many they play in a row most?
One, two, three, four, five. And then they have a bye. Then they play Indiana, then Rutgers, then Wisconsin. Then they have a bye. So, no. Yeah, it's not that bad, actually.
Oh, five. Pretty, all right.
Well, pretty spaced out, yeah.
It was eight in a row this year?
Yeah.
It was.
Only team in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe I saw a stat that only two Big Ten teams play seven games in a row next year. and no one else in the country plays eight, and only a few handful of teams play seven. So, yeah. Again, when people talk about travel, I know Fender gets all upset because he's a big Catholic. You know, we got to fly from Indiana to New Jersey to play Army every year. Oh, it's not the one trip. It's when it's 3 out of 5 weeks and you're playing 8 weeks in a row and four of your opponents are coming off byes. Yeah. And Fender and I already talked about this.
You've already hashed this out. Okay.
You've already hashed this out. That was a gratuitous shot. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
What was the school that had the murderer's row of like the four big schools in a row?
Wisconsin.
Is that Wisconsin? Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Pray.
Yeah.
Sucks to be a Wisconsin fan next year.
Pray for Wisconsin at the end of last season, man. Or this season. Just brutal. So Oregon will be 4-0 going into Penn State September 27th.
Well,
they play at Penn State, which I bet it'll be at night. I bet it'll be a whiteout. I hope so. So you know, I think it's safe to say even with Dante Moore or whoever ends up playing quarterback next year, I think safe to say Oregon's going to be undefeated going into that game. And then you got Indiana after that. I don't know what Indiana's going to be next year. So I don't know. I don't hate the schedule. I think really like roadblocks against Penn State, maybe Indiana, Iowa at Iowa, maybe.
That'd be a tough game. They lose a lot. Indiana and Iowa lose almost everyone of consequence.
They do.
Yeah. So, by the way, does Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, they get like Stewart coming back. They get a lot of the line coming back, but you know, like.
I mean, but yes, they do recruit on different levels.
They sure do. They sure do.
But yes, you're not wrong. Oregon's entire secondary is gone.
Yes. Oregon also has like 4 5-star wide receivers who are going to be here next year too. And so
a lot of guys hitting the portal that are 5-star kids that played elsewhere.
Who want to go to Oregon because they've seen the track record.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of look at next year, kind of about how we thought this year was going to go, where it's like, yeah, I could see them losing maybe 2 games and that's good enough to get you in the playoffs. Yeah. So that's,
it is.
Without seeing how Dante Moore actually looks playing full games of football for the Ducks,
he spun some good balls though.
He did. I still would not be surprised if they lose twice. You know, you do not have season like this current season. It's a generational season.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And James and Whittington come back, right?
I think they're.
I think Whittington has already kind of said
that he's not coming back for another year.
Huh. Okay.
And James is up in the air, but I think Whittington is like would he be a sixth year guy next year or a fifth?
I still know with the COVID stuff.
I'm not
stuff.
Sure. Yeah. The COVID stuff and his transfer. So
Whittington has kind of said that this will be his last year and no one knows about James yet.
Yeah. I sort of get the sense that James will go because he's a running back and running backs who show that they have any skills whatsoever that can translate to the NFL, they go. And they should go, frankly.
They should go.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, especially when you look at the running back class, outside of Genty, really, it's kind of like no one really pops. Yeah.
Genty
from Iowa is good, but
you think Genty would be like a top 5 pick?
I don't think any running back.
I know people don't value running backs like they used to, but he is kind of different. You know,
I mean, I would say
top 15, guaranteed top 20.
It'll be the first running back off the board. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think top 10
to 15, 15 to 20. Yeah.
Yeah. Just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. So
especially, those teams are going to blow at least 5 of the top 10 picks on terrible quarterbacks. So it just eats that away.
Oh man. The mocks and stuff right now are just atrocious. They're atrocious now.
Where did they have the current Heisman winner going?
I just saw him drop to like third or something like that.
Third?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, he's a shutdown corner, best corner in the country, and the most talented wide receiver in the country. I mean, why would you not get him?
Go play him on both sides in the NFL. That'll work out.
Have you seen how many plays?
I know.
How many snaps he's played? Come on, man.
I hope the Raiders draft him. Play both sides. It'll be a really good 9-week run.
God, he's a perfect Raiders pick too. God.
And he should win the Heisman. He's going to win the Heisman, whatever. That's fine. But just because you were talking about quarterbacks, I know we want to talk about the Penn State game.
Yeah.
Cam Ward winning the Davey O'Brien. Fine. Whatever. His numbers are.
His numbers say it. Yeah. But
you want to know what? We have pivoted way too far off rewarding the AJ McCarrons to just now. It is more important to destroy Wake Forest, Bethune-Cookman, and Georgia Tech. Because, again, Dillon Gabriel had, in those games where they could have padded stats or whatever, for whatever reason, they didn't. And he was bad against Wisconsin. Okay. But in his three biggest games...
Other than one throw.
Against three teams that are in the playoff, he went 3-0, 63 of 87, which is a 72% completion rate, 867 yards, 9 touchdown passes, 0 picks, 2 touchdown runs. Again, in games that people watched and were important to the scope of the fucking season, he was largely electric. And again, I got it. Cam Ward, your defense stinks. I don't give a shit what you did at 11 p.m. against Cal Berkeley. There is a pivot point here. We've gone too far. Like Liam Neeson says, no, that's too far. Like, it's just too much. Sorry. That's my soap. Bring back Heisman moments. Bring back Davey O'Brien moments. Bring back Bronco Nagurski moments.
No, again, not the Bronco.
I'm not here stumping for Gabriel to win the Heisman. He's not going to. He should. No, he shouldn't. I'm not saying he should. But as far as the quarterback one goes, give me a fucking break. Miami had one must-win game all year. They lost. And you want to know what their head coach did late in the game? He kicked a field goal to like the 9-yard line on fourth down because they didn't have faith in his quarterback to get it. And oh, maybe that's Mario Cristobal's fault because he's a dumb shit. But we were devoid of the Cam Ward moment. And I don't care that he had one against Virginia Tech on September 28th. Again, bring back big moments mattering.
I love.
What about Penn State?
I love that you're in your Liam Neeson era. I just love. I love that for you. Like,
yes.
that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So Big Ten championship game. Oregon, first year in the Big Ten, wins the Big Ten. I think preseason we did not predict that. I think preseason we thought they were going to play Ohio State twice, and they were going to lose one of them. And I think even after they won the first game against we still thought, all right, they're going to play Ohio State again, and they're probably going to lose in the Big Ten championship game. I think we went into this game and throughout most of the first quarter thinking that Penn State sucked. And I think we were probably right. But I think as the game went on, you sort of realized that they are actually pretty talented. They have two very good running backs. Aller.
When we were talking about last week about Penn State, I think you summed them up perfectly, and it showed. Good running game, good offensive line. Aller's okay. I mean, he wasn't that great in this game, but I think we did whiff on their defense a little bit.
I think we all whiffed on both defenses a little bit because both of them played like shit. And a lot of credit should go to the offenses, I guess, because Oregon has Tez Johnson back and has remembered how to use Tez Johnson in their offense. And Jordan James, after essentially load management all season, is looking really, really good right now against defenses who might be a little bit worn down. And Oregon's offense and Oregon's offensive line, credit where it's due too, played really well. But I think you're right about Penn State and overranking their defense. I think they have Abdul Carter, and I don't think they have much else.
They did okay enough on run defense. I think they held Oregon under 5 yards a rush.
So
when you look at the Penn State run, I think they were like almost 9 yards.
And
they had two hundred yard rushers, which Oregon hasn't given up in a while.
But yeah, their defense had no thoughts of stopping the pass, stopping any kind of route that Tez Johnson is running.
And by the way, vice versa, because Oregon had other than the two interceptions, which by the way were like the difference in the game. Other than that, like Penn State receivers who aren't good, like Tyler Warren's good, but their receivers are not good, and they were just running free and beating guys deep,
right up the seam.
Yes, there was a lot of that.
They exposed Oregon's linebackers in the passing game.
Their linebackers are not.
Oh boy,
I know we like Bryce Betcher for obvious reasons. And Jeffrey Boss is a good story because he's undersized and plays his fucking ass off. And
Devin Jackson, super fast. I get it. Boy,
they are.
Jackson had a bad game. Like Jackson,
you don't run. Yeah. If you don't run right at them, they got no shot.
To their credit, they held Aller to like damn near 50% passing.
Yeah.
And Aller
wore him up.
Aller's stat line, okay, I'll say this. Aller missed like 4 throws to the flat that were super easy for mysterious reasons. But he had like 2 or 3 throws that were pretty incredible. Like his last touchdown pass.
Oh my God.
Like, no, Will Howard isn't making that throw. Quinn Ewers isn't making that throw.
He threw it against the natural motion of his body and like
getting pulled by
Uyunglele, and then he throws a dart like to a guy who's double covered and hits
perfect throw.
Perfect.
Great throw.
Unbelievable.
Are you saying Drew Aller is the best quarterback the Ducks face this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah.
Yes.
But in the tournament going forward, they're not going to face anyone better than him. So.
And what do you guys?
I mean, in my opinion,
was the problem of defense? Was it Tosh or was it just effort? Really? I mean, that's.
I don't think it was effort. I think
guys were out of position.
Like, guys were, yeah.
And you know what?
They had
one sack and then the 2 interceptions. But I think the thing that really stood out is how often guys were just running free. And I don't know that Tosh deserves all the blame for that. I think maybe Penn State actually deserves some credit for it because the way they motion, the way they shift and line up, it's made to do that. Like they have athletes, but they're not going to out athlete Oregon, and so they're going to have to like outsmart Oregon and get them out of position like they did. And so like the reason the tight end is effective is because they line him up in different spots and they hide him. And we're all like, hey, how do you miss him? How is he that wide open? Well, it's because they scheme him against fucking Bassa.
Linebackers all day.
And he's gonna beat a linebacker all day long. Exactly.
What Andy Reid does with Kelsey all the time. You move him into position where he gets the mismatch. But you're saying their receivers were running free all day. The running backs were running unabated all day. So what was the defense actually doing if they weren't stopping the run and they weren't stopping wide receivers? What were they actually doing?
Getting a lather.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Just getting a nice sweat out there.
Nice little workout. There's nothing positive to say about the defense.
They gave up over 500 yards.
And the second interception by Nyko Reed, great. Like the way he turned and saw the ball and caught it, great interception. Great. That is a great play by him. Yep. But there was nothing really else to take away from the defense because you give up 520 yards or whatever it was and 290 on the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear, you want to know what? They played really good in a shell D. No, they didn't do anything
well. No, they didn't play well at all. At any point.
And that's by far their worst game. Yeah. And maybe it was a one-time thing. get out of my face all the people talking about how the defense had the flu. Because no, that sounds like when Mike Bellotti says it was only raining when the other team or when we had the ball. You know, when we had the ball, it was like, enough. Stop. That's dumb. Like we say on here.
Yeah.
Those guys are paid to James Franklin's making $10 million. He has his
Franklin's an idiot, and he's still getting paid a bunch of money to do his
job.
And
now the players are getting paid too. They're paid to scheme and beat Oregon. Yeah. And they did it well. They out-schemed Oregon defense.
But this was another game I think they should have probably lost that they somehow held on. Like,
nah.
I don't know. Not the way DG was playing, man. Like, yeah, Dylan DG Gabriel was not going to let it happen.
Did you guys not get that little thing in the back of your mind of old Duck teams to where, oh, all of a sudden it's a one-score game, even though fucking, what are you going for two for, Franklin? One of the dumbest things.
That was unbelievable.
That's when I knew Oregon would win.
If they kick that extra point, the way that game is going, that felt like the old Duck teams of, oh, this game's going to be tied here real quick.
And yes, you are correct. If it's a 7-point game, 7-8-point game, the screws are a little tighter. But my thing was, Oregon has the best quarterback on the field, and they have a receiver who's just going to get that. If it's 4th and 4, he's going to get 5. If it's 3rd and 8, he's going to get 9. Tez Johnson has to be so frustrating when he's on, because he'll juke, he'll cut, and right when you think you have him, he'll just kind of like fall down. You really can't even get a lick on. And they tackled him a few times, but he just kind of does that annoying thing where he'll just fall down, run out of bounds. He can get 3 more yards, but he's got 13 already. Out of bounds. That's why when it was an 8-point game, I was like, they're going to have to score, get to. I kind of don't see that without Oregon scoring again.
Well, they did. You brought up, they had Dylan Gabriel. I mean, they really only had one possession in the fourth quarter, because the second one is the one they ran out the clock on. They scored on their one possession they had to have a touchdown. Yep. They got the touchdown. And that's the difference between the old teams and this current iteation of this Duck team. Like, they would not score that possession.
In no fashion do I think Dylan Gabriel's the best quarterback at Oregon. If they win the national title still, I won't say he's the best quarterback. He might be hard pressed to get into my top 4. I don't trust him though.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't really trust Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Mariota sometimes. He had those wide eyes. I mean, I just
Who did you trust the most?
Might be this guy, man.
Dylan and Vernon. Because sometimes
Vernon's at all.
Because sometimes you need a rational confidence.
Yeah.
Like Bo Nix had a better year than Dylan Gabriel, you know, last year than Dylan is this year. You can't argue against it. And Bo was great.
I was going to check down on that 3rd and 7.
That's
throwing that ball past the stick.
We've seen some 3rd and 9s and 4th. And that one against Wisconsin, even. 3rd and 9 or 4th and 9, whatever it was to Ferguson.
It was 4th. Ferguson. Yeah.
He fucking ropes it in, and it looks like a stupid fucking pass if you want. You know. But he's going to throw it. So I just trust him. I honestly just have that belief in him. That now, if they're down 28-3 with 9 minutes left, okay, that shit goes away. But if they're playing with a lead and need a big drive, or they're down a score, I think I'm all in on him now. Yeah. I
agree with you on Vernon Adams too, because Vernon Adams, when he was here, felt like a 30-year-old. Like he was a father already. He had played at another school, and like he was just, I was like, you know what? Like, whatever he does, I'm for. If he goes crazy and like in Oregon loses, then all right, you know what? Fuck it. But I know he made the best decision to get Oregon to that point. And Dylan Gabriel, like you said it when we first started talking about this game, like, in big games, he steps up, and nothing is too big for him. And he He seems to make the right play. You know, Nettian said it in the chat here. He's like, he was screaming so loud for Gabriel to run the ball when he ended up rolling out and hitting Tez for that touchdown. I think a lot of people saw that and were like, oh, it's wide open. Run for it. No, Gabriel, he doesn't panic. He's like, you know what? Like, I could do this, but also, oh yeah, there he is. Hit him. Let the playmaker make a play.
Has he really had any panic throws this year? Maybe one of the interceptions in the red zone.
That's not a panic throw.
He got a pressure on him there, didn't he? And kind of just try to force it in.
I think the one against UCLA that was returned was real shit.
That was a bad throw. Yes.
Bad throw. But like, even going back to the Idaho and Boise State games where everything was a mess, right? In both games, late in the fourth, and in the case of the Boise game on, well, both of their last possessions, actually, they had to situationally put together a drive to score. Yep. And to Idaho was put it away, to Boise was to win.
And they did.
And it never really was like, oh, that was a fluke. It was just like, correct play, correct decision. Nice run, nice throw. I think as frustrating as those two games were, and if you want to even rope it back around like Heisman stuff, they should have won those games by a combined 50 points and his stats should have been better. Situationally, I think that helps Oregon going forward. Because if Oregon is playing Texas in the semifinals, who do you trust more if it's a close game? Quinn Ewers or... Quinn Ewers hasn't shown he can do it. Dylan has done it multiple times this year. And sure, you could say they've always kind of been in a position to win when he does it, but he does it, and he does it decisively.
Yeah.
And it's not a fluke.
He did it last year with Oklahoma.
With Oklahoma as well.
And not so much just Dylan Gabriel. The entire team has been in close games all year. Like they are very battle tested, and like I think it's easy to say they're the number one team in the country, but I think like legitimately more prepared than any other team in the country going into this like playoff situation.
And the defense in this game was the first time I saw them waver in a game.
How many
third and longs did they let them convert? That is what really brought me back to thinking of the old Duck teams right then. I was like,
third and Pelham.
God, man. The one where they just left the receiver uncovered on third and 16. Like, how does that happen? Like again, that was my concern, is that guys were out of position consistently during the game. And I don't know if that's Tosh or Penn State, combination of both. It probably is a combination of both, or guys messing up like one hole in the armor or whatever, and it causes the entire thing to fall apart, like one of those types.
I see what you did there. You don't want to say a different word. I saw what you did there.
this is me dancing.
Dodging, weaving it.
I'm dodging like Tez Johnson, baby. By the way, the catch he made where he like did the juke and then went under, that's cool. Incredible.
How about the Sadiq play? That was the first possession.
Yeah.
He's a freak athlete. There is no doubt.
I guess we could see why Stein wants to get the ball in his hands on end arounds. I still don't like it because he's still not fast. Get him the ball in space now.
Yeah.
That I see why they tried.
And I forget who it was, if it was Duck Duck Schaffer, like Sports and Suds or whatever, in the Discord, who shared like the high school highlight stuff of him. Like, Jesus, man. Like,
crazy.
He's from Idaho. Like, they make that in Idaho? Like, wait a minute. No, you get it. And by the way, like, think of that a couple of years from now. Like, he's going to keep working out and getting stronger and faster. Like,
let's just leave those end arounds alone. Just throw it out. Give him like a 5-yard out instead.
I'm saying, just get him the ball. Like, get him the ball in space. Like Tez, you know, like
he doesn't have that quick twitch speed to catch it flat footed and pick up 7-8 yards. He's got to get it catch. Get a couple steps before a defender gets to him, and then good luck stopping him.
Yeah.
But my question, I was thinking about this while watching the game. If the Ducks run the table and win this, right? They win it all. Is this the greatest team in college history?
They'd have
the most games played in one undefeated season, brought the six or seven top 10 teams in the end.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it will be the toughest run, and that is inarguable.
There's no denying that. Yeah.
Don't want to hear about Alabama 2009 playing number 17 Mississippi State or whatever, you know, 2007 Florida playing, you know, Arkansas on the road. It would be the hardest path by far in the longest season to date, but no one will give them that credit. Nope. It's just, if they were wearing scarlet and gray and had the same path, they'd get the credit. Crimson and white. Yeah. They'd get it. Garnet and gold. Well, they could get it, but they're not.
This is crazy. Cause honestly, do you guys ever see, I mean, don't ever, ever, but how rare would it be to have an undefeated season now with 12 to 16 team playoffs, yeah, transfer portal, NIL stuff.
It just happened to be the first one, right?
The first one too. Yeah. I
don't know, dude.
People argue. Try to argue against it. That's just so many games they had.
I don't know, dude. I think Oregon would get the credit. Like if Oregon runs the table and wins it all, I think they would.
Because you look back
at who they played. I think
Tyson Alger this week said it perfectly. He doesn't watch them and think this is the best team I've ever seen on any Saturday. But if they complete the path, you're chasing ghosts and your past and the stuff you loved as a child or your formative years to diminish the run. And I guarantee you this run will be diminished. And Oregon gets plenty of love. Right now,
and they're not even talked about.
I listen to way too many college football pods. Other than the solid verbal, because they kind of purposely don't want to be homerish because Rubenstein went to Oregon. They don't talk about the Ducks. It is, hey, what did LSU's fifth loss do to the CFP scene? You want to know what it did? It did fucking nothing because they were out of it 4 months ago. Like, did nothing. No one, they will be diminished. And Oregon gets enough credit in it. Oregon gets really good pub, except for this year. It's insane how just everyone's like, oh, yeah, that was a boring win against Michigan. Yeah.
Oregon's been number one like most of the season. So it's like, number one team won.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, they're going to have to, a lot of people still think Ohio State is the second best team in the country. A lot of people are picking Texas to win it all. That's the path they're probably going to have to go face Georgia or Penn State again. I mean,
Notre Dame.
Oh, big end. I mean, your hat almost is. If it didn't have
the cow hat.
That's real close. That's real close to Notre Dame. Yeah.
Hey, listen, anytime you can wear a hat of the uniform your team wore when they lost 70-21, you just have to do it.
You have to. Yeah. Money well spent.
Yeah,
I think Netian says it. They'd be talked about like the 72 Dolphins, like not the greatest team ever, but the greatest season ever.
Yeah. Which you want to know what? I'm fine. I honestly don't care.
I'm sorry. I can't hear the criticism over these fucking rings.
I will send a really shitty tweet to Stuart Mandel and Bruce Feldman.
Yeah,
but I'm good.
Hey, Josh, go
bench press some more.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Russillo, enjoy the beach.
If the Ducks run the table, go undefeated, win it this year, I think we treat them like we're the Dolphins, and then once all teams have one loss, we pop champagne. I think we do that going forward.
I love that.
Little bottles of Corbels every year.
I find it hard little to bottles. See. Yeah, I mean, a little bottle.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's going to be some tariffs on them. It's a whole thing.
I think it's going to be hard enough to see. There aren't going to be too many undefeated teams even to make the playoffs going forward and then to still run the table. Yeah, I think it'll be worth something if they do pull it off.
Champagne's about to be like $50 a bottle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brute.
Does California have any other, what's it, if it's not made in Champagne, France, just sparkling wine? They have their own sparkling wines that we can.
Yeah. What was That was Wayne's World, right?
Wayne's World.
Yeah. It's like, actually, all champagne originates in France or whatever. It's... Yeah. Rob Lowe. Good stuff. All right. Anything else to talk about with this game? I feel like there's so much that happened. Oh, by the way, like, let's not downplay Dante Manning's interception, too, because literally led to points. Got them the ball to the 1 yard line. So it is so weird talking about the defense in this game, because they played like shit, clearly. But Oregon does not win the game if Dante Manning doesn't set them up for a touchdown and Nika Reed doesn't intercept that pass. Like, they don't, like, Oregon loses if they don't make those plays. So
the Nika Reed interception, not so much, but the Dante Manning one is what kept him in that league.
I mean, Nico's was pretty big.
Yeah, but they still had to score a touchdown and get the 2-point conversion to tie it. So it
fair.
I was really hoping they would have scored, because then I would have won our Lions pick and the Ducks still would have won.
You picked Penn State to win anyway, so you were rooting for the Oregon loss the whole game.
Look at Penn State's fucking road to the playoffs here, fucking cakewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What were you gonna say, Kang?
Oh, I was just gonna say it's funny that in a very good secondary, the two guys people criticized. Why don't we have a corner number two? Dante Manning, it's your fifth year. Be good. Nico Reed, you're a corner from Colorado.
Yeah.
They made the plays.
They did.
Am I right?
Sports. All right, so we don't have Lions.
We have lines.
We do?
Maybe.
We're not doing it, no.
Oh, we got bowl lines.
We're not doing bowl lines.
You're trailing, King. You should want to pick
Jacksonville lines. State. Whoever they're playing is winning.
They are.
So are we doing bowl lines, or are we doing just playoff lines?
I wrote down all the bowl games that go up to next podcast, so it's up to you guys. Like I said, I need every game I could possibly get to try to win this.
So this is me as the clear leader saying that I think we should do bowl games.
All right, speed it up. Let's go. Right. Let's go.
Roll through it, baby.
I talk too much.
Real quick. DuckDuckChef asking how we feel about Ducks versus them this week.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it was great.
Didn't hit like last week's.
No.
But
well, that's the thing is there's just going to be – there's no connection points to some of mm-hmm. these teams. Beating Penn State's awesome, but it just doesn't hit the same.
I am curious – how these are going to evolve, presuming Lanning actually stays with Oregon for like a few years. Like, when does he run out of movies? Cause it is a movie every week that he bases his speech on and his theme for every week. It is a movie. Like, when's he going to run out?
Once he starts running out the Hateful Eight theme, it'll be like,
you did Tarantino already, man. Yeah. Come on.
He's just got to dive into the 80s and he'll be good for multiple years.
Slashing. Yeah.
The one thing about the Ducks versus them that I liked is how the graph where it's Ducks versus them?
No, Slashing. That's the movie we watched, right?
Thrashing,
my bad. Damn. Huh? All right, that's what I meant.
It's when they showed the pyramid of the predator, the apex predator or whatever. And then I'm like, threats. And they're here. And I just step over them. I was like, oh, that's going to be screenshotted against Lanning at some point. When Maryland beats them in 4 years because Oregon's top three quarterbacks died. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was trying to go for something dramatic. Too many players have died. But they all turn their ankles. That's going to be turned against them.
Oh, yeah. Booble says Randy Orton is the only apex predator. That must be a wrestling thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
RKO.
Yeah. All right, let's do lines.
All right.
Lines. Everywhere, lines. Lines. Lines.
I won the week lines. This week, fellas. I actually had a good week.
Lines.
You guys tied. I gained 2 points. You guys tied.
Lines.
So, lines. King, you are still down 2 points. I am lines. Down 9 points.
Lines.
So... First game.
I think we should rephrase that. I think it's I am leading King by 2 points and you by 9 points. I think that's how we should say this.
I think I'm trailing nine.
I am winning.
Trailing two.
I am winning is, I think, how this should be framed. Okay.
I'm just one Juan Soto swing away from taking the lead. Sure.
He's a three-run tater away here. I got to string some hits together.
You need a Dave Roberts steal, a couple David Ortiz hits, yeah. Mariano Rivera to gag one. It's happened before.
It can happen. And let's start with this. First bowl of bowl season, we got the Veterans Bowl. We got South Alabama, 7.5-point favorites. They're playing Western Michigan.
Maybe the Jaguars.
Can't believe we're picking these games. Western Michigan. Let's go.
You know me, I always back the MAC. So give me Western Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Worst conference in the world. No one actually likes it.
Ooh, but they care about the bowl games because this is their Super Bowls here.
Yeah, Bubble said it. Let's ride, Broncos. Broncos mm-hmm. Nation, let's ride.
Let's ride. All right, next bowl, we got the Frisco Bowl. We got Memphis. They're 4.5-point favorites against West Virginia.
Memphis. No Neil Brown for the Mountaineers. I'm going Memphis and coach.
You were dropping some knowledge until that last
their
part.
Quarterback.
I'm star picking Memphis. I think West Virginia's just trash.
I love how he has the advantage of the star pick. We just got to do these ones on the fly.
I know right?
I wrote him down, but I did not look at anything.
I see the game you're playing.
Uh-huh. I like Booble's like thought process here. He goes, "Let's ride Broncos," and then 3-6 Mafia. So I'm going to be going Memphis as well. Triple six.
All right, next.
By the way, cool. You were dropping some like Timothy Chalamet knowledge there for a minute.
I was.
Yeah. But speaking of Ohio, that guy knows Ohio, you know?
All right, next we go to the Boca Raton Bowl. Kings out for that's actually the next bowl. We got Western Kentucky. They play James Madison. James Madison, 9.5-point favorites.
Star pick. Give me the Dukes.
Oh, yeah, James Madison all the way.
You don't just walk into Pitbull Stadium in Boca Raton.
Boca Raton.
I think that's FIU. I get those ones mixed up. It is FIU that's Pitbull Stadium. Never mind. Damn it. Still, yeah. Star pick.
Yeah.
Star pick.
But the Chalamet thing is like really falling off for you.
Neil Brown, West Virginia.
I'm going to chase the points. I'll take Western Kentucky. Who knows? All right. Next, we got the L.A. Bowl. We got Cal.
Is this the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl?
Is this the Jimmy Kimmel still? L.A. Bowl?
No, I think it's Gronk still.
Is it Gronk?
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah. All I saw was L.A. Bowl. I don't know who's the sponsor of this bowl. You guys look it up while we go. But Cal, 1.5-point favorite against UNLV. UNLV just hired a new coach today, didn't they?
This is like...
Barry Odom left UNLV. Francisco Mendoza, the quarterback at Cal, is in the transfer portal.
Yep. Is that a bad thing?
Give me the Rebels.
Oof. Yeah, this might actually be like a good game.
Like the blonde British singer used to say, "Rebel, Rebel," right? Isn't that a song? Rebel Yell, right?
The blonde British singer?
I think his name was Bill or something.
Billy Eilish,
you know.
White t-shirt, Billy Eilish. And
they're the bad guy. The bad guy. Hey. I'm following Booble here too. Viva Las Vegas, he says. Mm-hmm. I'm going UNLV.
Well, I'm going to back the should have been Oregon coach. Give me Cal. And
the LA Bowl is sponsored by Gronk.
Gronk Bowl, all right. Last one, the Nolens Bowl. Kings Jacksonville State, 5.5-point dogs to Georgia Southern.
Well, Jacksonville State, the Fighting Gamecocks, their head coach, Rich Rodriguez, just went back home to West Virginia. Take me home, country roads. Give me whatever other team they're playing because I stopped listening.
Georgia Southern, it is. I'm taking Georgia Southern as well.
Did you say this was the last game we're picking?
Until next week,
Okay. All right.
This game is actually next Thursday at like 4:00 or 3:00.
I got to adjust my my star pick now. I'm going to go Memphis with my star pick. Let me go back there. And then I got Georgia Southern in this one. Because we're doing star picks on the fly, like it's supposed to be, Ski. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, as you already listened to what team I star picked already.
I don't even remember.
that was
like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I like this too. Bibble goes big timers. Is that Jacksonville
State? What happened to that boy?
Is that Jacksonville State or Georgia Southern? I think that's Jacksonville State, right?
I don't know where Jacksonville State is located.
Probably Jacksonville.
I would assume Jacksonville.
I don't think so.
No? Somebody Google where Jacksonville State University is.
I think there's a Gamecocks, though, right?
There's no way of knowing that.
I think they beat Florida State on a Hail Mary like 3 years ago.
Jacksonville State is located in Jacksonville.
Oh.
Alabama.
No figure.
There's the catch. Oh, the catch. Look at you, Chalamet, just dropping knowledge.
Okay, are we ready for lines? Wait, no, we just did lines. Are we ready for? Are we ready for?
They are the Gamecocks as well.
Are we ready for list?
List. Yes.
List. All right. Our top three this week comes from Fender in the Discord. Actually, got some really good suggestions in the Discord today, so thank you for that. Save a couple of those for next week. We might use them. Fender's list recommendation this week is cold remedies. So top three cold remedies. It's the cold and flu season. Go out and get your flu shot or something like that. I don't know. Whatever.
You're gonna shed your vaccine against me, sir?
Yeah. Get your Fauci ouchie and protect yourself. You know what I mean? All right. Who wants to start? Top three cold remedies.
I'll go the first one. Right. My number three. It's just drugs. NyQuils, DayQuils, Robitussins. You know, put a little Tussin in you. That usually helps with cold.
Let that Tussin get to the bone. Mm-hmm. That is also my number three. I'm going NyQuil. I'm going Afrin. Afrin's like
the gotta best. Be able to breathe.
It's the best thing ever invented. Like I can be like truly sick and have Afrin and just go work. You know, like I work from home, so that helps. But like I can go actually like do my job that I need to do. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know, like working while you're sick. I have sick days. Maybe I should use those instead. But like, yeah, NyQuil, Afrin. I even do the fucking effervescent like tablet things. Those, what are they called?
Airborne.
I do the Airborne's. Like, give me all that. Give me all of it. I throw it all in my body. Vitamin C, like all that shit. All right.
My number three is basically along the same lines, but I'm talking about the nightcap. You do one pill of NyQuil and one shot of whiskey. You'll wake up fine. Yeah. You're going to sleep.
Oh, you're falling asleep.
You are going to sweat. It's going to be gross.
It will be gross.
But you're going to sleep.
Will not be a fun sleep, but it will be a sleep.
It will be a sleep.
All right, threes from the chat. Booble says a heater. Nuttian says a neti pot. I was
get yourself some Afrin.
Yo,
instead of a neti.
I was gonna mention
neti pots. Terrifying.
No, I was gonna mention neti pots. Those things are fucking weird and gross.
They scare me.
Yeah, I won't do it. I will not do it. Won't do it.
Can't do it.
If you don't know, you fill it with water and then you shove water up your nostrils through your sinuses and then it like and like comes back out. It looks miserable. I'm doing the hardcore crack Afrin all day long over that. No, thank you.
You also apparently need to get that like pH level correct before you just like. I don't think you're supposed to just do tap water in the nostrils. I don't think that's good for you.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed. Did we lose the full soundboard? Or do you still have it?
No, I just kind of forgot about it tonight. Yeah,
right. You know,
and I tried to add a couple sounds from Ducks versus Them tonight.
Okay.
And they, like, I need to fix this one too. I'm just giving you guys frame of reference.
Well, James, I feel that way. I mean,
it comes out very quiet on the recording.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, and the ones I did tonight were quiet on my end before I did it, okay. So I didn't put them out there.
All right, you can, if you want, behind, inside baseball stuff for listeners, feel free to, like, email me those, and I can adjust sound levels on everything. I have, like, the editing software and shit, so, and send them back. So, let me know. Where am I? Nuttian calls us pussies, and Booble says it feels so good afterwards. And he says you can't use tap water or you'll get an RFK Jr. brain worm. So,
I've done some weird, like, things. Like, I've done the burning candle in the ear.
Oh, my God, that's glass. No.
The glass thing you put on your eyeball and you just tilt your head and you move your eye to get shit out.
Yo, like, I used to get ear infections and stuff, like, and the candle next to your ear, like, I could never.
It's
no.
It's a very weird sensation.
Put a tube in my ear instead. I don't care. Like, never. Okay, so other threes from the chat. WCP says chicken soup. It's a good one. Solid. Duck Chef says menthol zins. I can't vouch for that.
I think we've established with that during COVID that Zins and cocaine kill everything, so you're good.
That is Dan Lanning approved. By the way, love the video of the team walking out and him just popping a Zin while he's leading the team out. That was incredible.
Someone has clearly gotten in his ear that the can is too visible during the game. Now he's just popping them. He's just got a raw dog in the lining of his pockets.
He's finally catching up because the pocket Zin is exactly what you do. Because you don't need to carry around your whole can.
Get just a little throw, bit of, a little bit of light in there with you. Pocket. Oh,
it doesn't hurt. Hey, still five or six in your pocket.
Builds character.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get like lint here and there or whatever, but you know, like extra flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Builds antibodies.
All you have to remember is which pocket is your Zin pocket. That's all I've got.
Nothing else goes in there. That's the Zin pocket.
No. Yeah. That's the Zin pocket.
I get it. AK 47 says tea. Tea is good. I like a good tea.
I do love a good sleepy time.
A little sleepy time.
That little cute. The little cute bear. Oh, the cute bear sitting in front of the fireplace. Oh, so
you
cute.
A chamomile guy or like a lavender guy?
No, I just go the one that says sleepy time.
That just says sleepy time?
Yeah.
So it's unknown what it is?
No.
You guys ever do the loose leaf?
Well, no.
Beach nut.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's about it.
That's different.
Seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah. Mm. All right, what's your two?
King kind of partially brought it up. My number two is just sweat that bitch out. Either eat spicy food, fucking just throw 10 blankets on you. Yeah. If you can muster it, go for a fucking run or something or sauna. Yeah, sweat that bitch out.
That's actually what I do, is I'll go for my run or take a bath or something like that. And like, yeah. I don't know how well it actually works. I don't think it does.
you're expelling the toxins through your fucking sweat.
I don't think that's science.
it's like science matters anymore. Where have you been the last 4 years?
It's like when it's like bloodletting from ancient times. It's like you get the blood out of your system. That's what's making you sick.
Get that fucking bad blood out.
Exactly.
If you got an upset stomach, do you just not expel your bowels to get the bad stuff out? Exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Force it.
Yeah. No, you force a little diarrhea. That's what we got bidets for, man. You just force a little diarrhea. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a thing. My number two is whiskey.
See, we're kind of on the same plane so far.
Whiskey or brandy, you know, whatever.
Is that just to go to sleep or just in general to numb everything?
In general, yeah. Whiskey, ice, orange peel. That's it.
I like it.
And
when you're sick, you still creatively cut the orange peel to make it ornate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this guy. Yeah. Look at this guy. Committed to it. You know, committed to it.
You know, we're grown ups here. You know, like,
I like it.
Treat yourself. You know? Treat yourself.
I like it.
Ice though. You don't make yourself like a hot toddy, something nice and warm also to help you.
That does sound good. Yeah. No. Or you can make tea and put whiskey in that too. I feel like whiskey, you could just put in any of the drinks that you could have, like, and it would be fine. So, yeah. All right, King.
My number two, because I'm from a different generation. Just rub some dirt on it. Just rub some dirt on it. What does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically means don't go to the doctor.
Is that like Vapo Rub? You just rub dirt on your chest?
No. That means it better be clay based too.
That means you just go to school, you go to work, you be around as many people as possible that you can infect.
Yes.
Because they need to toughen up too, so you got to help them out.
Yeah.
You're actually doing a service by building up the global immune system. You know,
used to go to polio parties when I was a kid. Flu, rub some dirt on it.
Or the South Park thing where they like the ookie mouth or whatever, right? Disgusting. Two's from the chat. Let's see. Booble, what is that? Oh, is that like a pencil thing?
I don't know. It's some knob I found. Oh,
okay.
I don't know. I have ADD, man. I don't know.
I do too, obviously. I was like, squirrel?
What it is.
Yeah. Okay, so Booble says sleep, which is the best medicine. Yeah, probably, actually.
The
best. Yeah, that's probably actually the best thing. Probably should be one for all of us. WCP says lemon ginger tea. It's good.
I've always heard people push fucking ginger and lemon and like a little dash of cayenne in there as well.
Oh, the dash cayenne's great.
It's good stuff.
Really opens you up.
Mm-hmm. That's little spices open up the sinuses. AK-47 says wine and NyQuil.
That's a dirty one. I thought my whiskey and NyQuil was. You're dirty.
You might never wake up.
Dark red cab. Yeah. Oh, man.
Nice little Merlot and NyQuil.
You're not waking up for 18 hours, sir.
I am intrigued.
Through it.
I'm stealing it.
I'm stealing it.
Is that Scissorp?
When my kid comes home from school tomorrow, I'm rubbing my face on his backpack so I get sick just to try this one out.
What do you think? What do you go with? Maybe do you go with like a nice a dessert wine, like a nice port?
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
You think that goes?
I don't know, man. I can't
do the ports.
No.
Mixing with NyQuil. What mixes with NyQuil?
That's what we're trying to figure out here. I mean,
or you go with a white wine,
I know that.
Or you go with a white and just like do it for the color. Like, because I really want to see what the color looks like. Oh. When you pour the NyQuil in the
that
white one.
That shit has to separate. You know it separates.
Totally. You know every sip you're taking that has the NyQuil in it. Yeah, it would have to be a red just so you can sort of like forget that you did it.
You'll forget a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. And on that note, Duck Duck Chef says ivermectin.
That's my number one. Ivermectin and the power of prayer. RFK Jr., please save me.
Save our country, please.
Maha. Make us healthy again.
Nutian says Pedialyte or Vita coconut water. Vita coconut water?
That was the wrong button. I'm sorry.
I'm never opposed to it. And then, okay, all right. Let's see. All right, let's do ones. What you got?
My number one, I 100% agree with Booble, is sleep. If I'm ever sick, I'll just zonk. I'll sleep as much as possible for like one day. Usually bounce back pretty quick after it.
Yeah. I think I had a thing on here that I've never actually done it, so I'm not going to say it. I think my number one is actually sweating it out. Like, I actually do power through sickness. And just like it's not going to take me down. I am going to do my shit and I'm going to wake up in a few days after powering through it and I'm going to be fine. Damn it. I mean, mind over matter.
King was right. Just have the power of Christ just expel it out of you.
Yeah,
just.
It compels me to go for a run when I'm fucking five over, when I'm like 102 temperature. That's smart, right?
I honestly don't get sick like that.
I don't either.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to die from like crippling cancer that no one saw coming. And they're like, oh, you got 72 hours to live. So that's terrible. But it's to the point, and this, again, character flaw. If you listen to the beginning of the podcast, yeah. I'm a flawed human.
You've got a few.
Only by the grace of God. Like I said, ivermectin, power print. Yeah. I get upset when people are sick around me. Yeah. Shut up, man. Go to your room.
Why are you coughing? Shut up already.
Your head hurts? Okay, we have medicine for that. Drink some water and take an Advil. Your temperature is 102? Well, it's not 103, so I don't got to take you to the doctor. Go play Fortnite. You're bothering me. You stink. You smell sick. I don't like it. It physically makes me upset when people prolong sickness around me. Again, character flaw. Yeah.
I actually should change my number one because you brought it up. Usually I get head colds. I don't get like flus or anything like that. I always get sinus shit. I probably just eat 20 ibuprofen in a day and you're good too. Like you said, if your head hurts, they have stuff for that. Just throw that shit in your mouth and it'll go away in a bit.
They've released something called Dual Action in the last few years. It's got ibuprofen and acetaminophen and it is awesome. It's the only thing that actually works for like if I get headaches. Like ibuprofen doesn't do shit for me. So
get a headache. How do you get a headache?
I know. Well, I mean, wine and NyQuil for one.
Rub some dirt on it. Rub some dirt.
Last time I was actually sick, like only time I was actually sick in the last like 10 years was COVID. And that was like, that was really, that sucked. Like that actually sucked.
When I got COVID, it was in December of 2022. Had to take a full week off of work. It was paid. So that was great.
Yeah.
I was fucking irritated. I was like, I'm not sick. It was the one time in my life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Back to work.
Yeah.
Like, I lost my voice doing a podcast, actually. I might remember that. And then I woke up that Friday and was like, oh, I tested positive. By noon, I was fine. I was like, I got to miss the whole next week? No, I want to stimulate the economy. Raise my rent. I want to grind harder.
Grinding.
Grinding.
Actually, I had to take that medicine. What's that stuff called? I forget.
God, it's been
Paxlovid. If you have
that's it. Paxlovid. I had to take that Paxlovid. Like the first day I actually like tested positive, like I was on my ass, man. I literally like couldn't get off the couch, could not like think straight. And like I'd have somebody go get it for me and like give it to me so I could not like
drop it off 5 feet from your door.
Yeah, totally. Like, and so I could not die of COVID, basically.
I had COVID the same time as the wife, right? That makes sense, right? I had to get her Paxlovid like the Monday after when I've been fine. Again, character flaw.
Yeah.
Go get it yourself.
Yeah, fuck, lazy.
It's been 3 days. Why aren't you fine? You need more medicine for this virus we just discovered? Grow up. Grow up.
It's fake anyways. God.
You're never making wear more sunscreen out of this. Either. The you... sun's fine for you.
Turn off CNN. You're doing great. Shut up.
God, you lib.
All right. Ones from the chat. Nutians is Ricola. Because that's how you have to say it. Yep.
You love a good Ricola. And a Ludens. A Ricola and a Ludens.
Ludens. Yeah. Ricola is fucking disgusting.
Ludens don't work either.
They don't work, but
it's just candy.
At least Ludens doesn't taste bad.
It is. Those are candy. Yeah, like that's
it's something you get out of the bulk aisle at Winco. It's just candy.
One from WCP: smoke weed every day. Oh, sorry, I didn't say it right. Smoke weed every day because he did write in Nate Dog Boys. Booble, the sweet release of death.
Cure all.
Yeah, I mean that'll cure everything. AK-47 Theraflu. Honey lemon flavor. That's good.
You like a good thing.
And then Duck Duck Chef, his number one, and I'm quoting, and I swear by this, 6 of the tiny little cans of pineapple juice with the pop top a day. Whenever I feel sickness coming on or coworkers are sick, I slam 3 in the morning and 3 at night in the walk-in at work, and I don't get sick. Yo, that's a lot of sugar, my guy. but whatever
it's
works.
A lot of vitamins in there.
A lot of vitamins. Nobody has more vitamins than me.
I love a good Dole Pop Top.
Pineapple Pop Top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so little, like, they're like little 8 ounces. Yeah. Also, they're not big guys. Little small guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I that's a good point. Yeah. You know what? Those are great. Yeah. Okay.
It's like rocket fuel.
Totally. I'm convinced. Those are the little mixer ones.
Yeah. Yeah. They're for mixers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably steals them from the bar and he's good. But
absolutely.
Yeah. I was thinking when you were bringing up, you know, just rub some dirt on it, right? I was like, probably didn't see a lot of people sick or like headaches back in like the 20s and stuff because they were just drunk the whole time. Is what I was thinking. I was like, your head can't hurt if you're just drunk the whole time. You don't feel sick if you're drunk. Yeah. So I think we just need alcohol is clear number one.
Whiskey. That's it. Yeah. Man.
Clear number one.
We got a couple honorable mentions. WCP says promazethine or promethazine and codeine mixed with Mountain Dew.
Hillbilly shit.
That's like.
I'm surprised he didn't say fucking. You take a little chug off the old jug of moonshine.
He's a
scientist over here. And Booble's honorable mention in line with King. Just man or woman, the fuck up and don't get sick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Quit being a baby. Don't get sick. All right, that's it. So we there's no game. For Oregon, for like a while, like a long time, Oregon doesn't play a game. And so we'll see you next week for stuff that we'll talk about.
New Orleans Bowl.
I don't know what that's going to be. But Sunday, we'll have a movie podcast. It's The Goonies. You could watch that on Max and listen to us talk about it. So
you cannot.
Start gooning now until Sunday.
Or you could do it. Hey, Booble is asking
gooning on Urban Dictionary before you watch this movie.
Yes, yes, that's your googling. That's your homework. Booble asking, did we pick Army versus Navy? Did we not?
No, because there can be no losers. There's only winners. Thank you for your service.
Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Can I make one comment about that game?
No,
I guarantee you, it's gonna. Just be a thing. Prezi electee is going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
And it will just be a reminder that Biden never showed up for like the 4 or 5 he was in office for. Just throwing it out there.
You know,
sometimes you just take the layups, guys.
Yeah.
Take the layups.
Go eat some
It's right there, Joe.
Go eat
it's
some
like
free
30
food.
Miles from your house.
Wave your hand. Like,
you just go like this.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, man.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Go have a hot dog and drink a beer. Simple as that.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.